What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, Orange Guy's in with the crack of beer, fishing beer, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah, there are definitely times where time does become a mere concept. Vacation, golf courses, fishing. There's certainly those times where it becomes more acceptable. I don't know. I find the morning cigar to be weird. It'd be like the people that do like wake and bake, same thing. Like if you're rolling if you got a green vine and you're rolling that sucker up at like 7:15 in the morning, that's strange to me. Yeah, that borders on, it's like an addiction thing. It's the difference between enjoying some comforts of the world. You know, the human condition requires some anesthesia from time to time. But right. I've never understood the wake up and the first thing you have to do to get out of bed is fire up a bong or a beer or anything for that matter. Like yeah. It's like my like the sliding scale of degenerate. Like those are all comparative statements. You're like, oh, I'm not an alcoholic because that guy. So as long as you can keep your like you have some sort of weird parameters right. in your mind that you keep, you're like, I don't have a drinking problem. I didn't drink today until 10:45. You're like, oh, I'm doing great.
Better than well, you got to have one degenerate friend, and if you can't find the degenerate friend, guess what? You're all your buddy's degenerate friend.
That is true. Well, that was the problem is like when I was like in the church, you could do no matter what you did, you were the degenerate. Like someone could come over to like my house and I was washing my car and I was having like a Coors and they're like, and you get busted with like a banquet. And then they're like, oh my God, like you're the degenerate off of one beer. One of the most adorable things that I've ever seen. And he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Relative of mine. He's a great guy. This was years and years ago. We went down to it was over the 4th of July. We went down to the Oregon coast. And this was back when I was spending some time with my family. It hadn't happened in a while. But there was a... Uncle Jay had his own cooler, right?
It
was one of those. And so it was always weird because like there was a bunch of like little kids and like the idea of like the Uncle Jay, it just always made me feel very uncomfortable.
You were the badass of the crew.
No, I was viewed as the don't let this happen to you. But and so I remember we were hanging out and I probably had had, oh, I don't know. I had probably had four like Rainiers, right? Like four Rainiers. And by the way, the house that I was staying at was like two blocks from where we were at.
And you're walking.
Oh, we drove because I had the cooler.
Oh, I see.
So that was the only reason I didn't want to carry, cooler.
Yep, no. I see.
Yeah. I was in my car, and one of my relatives came up, and he like pulled me aside. And he's the sweetest guy. I love him to death. But he pulled me aside, like, and I was like, oh, what are we telling secrets? Like, we got 4th of July secrets. What's going on? He goes, hey, I just want you to know, I got you. And I was like, yes. I was like, huh? He's like, hey, hey. It's like, I got you. No judgment here. I got you. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. I was like, what? I was like, all right, man. Thanks, bro. Yeah.
Thanks for getting me, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I just was going to do one of those. Like, we're just going to leave it. I was like, and he's like, just let me know. And I was like, all right, like, can I ask, like, what are we saying? He goes, hey, just know I'm going to drive you home. And I was like, what? He goes, I know you drove here. So he's like, I've seen you. So, dude, I've had like three or like four beers and we've been here. He's like, yeah, just, you know, he's like, I got you.
I got you.
It was so cute and it was adorable. I was like, hey, I'll let you know. It's like, we're all right. But when you're amongst like a group of Mormons, you're always the degenerate.
Like, oh, I'm well aware. I've gone to a few dances.
Yeah, you're that guy. You don't mean to be that guy. And you're like, dude, I'm doing the tamest thing imaginable. Like you've had just like a couple Rainiers, but like, and I'm like, dude, it's light beer. I'm like, you drink a case of these things, but if you have a couple of them, then you know. So again, it's all a comparative statement. But if you're there with like a, like if you have a friend that's like a raging alcoholic or like a drug addict, see, that's dangerous. You're better off being with the Mormons, because the Mormons will keep you somewhat level. You're like, I got to keep it on the rails. But if you've got someone that's way on the other side,
then you're playing keep up.
That's the dangerous guy, because you can justify a lot of your behavior. You're like, dude, you just ran over a fence. And like you just like scattered like a group of people. You're like, yeah, but that guy over there got naked and he drove his truck into the ocean. So, like, I'm doing great.
I'm doing better than Steve right
now. Yes.
Yeah, you don't need a Steve.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
But you also don't want to be Steve.
No, it's a sliding scale. But it is true that if you're in a group and there's not a degenerate, just be careful. It might be you.
It has not happened in a shocking development. It has not happened to me. But there have been a couple crews where I've been on the outskirts.
Yeah.
And that always makes me laugh. Yeah. And actually, it was with the Mormons.
That's tough. That's a tough crew. Because they're good people. They're
great people.
Yeah. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But just,
very,
you know,
pretty.
Yeah. They tend to toe a line.
Well, and because they don't do some of the other fun things that we all like to do, they handle aging better.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, do you want, if I could give you, like, 85 Mormon years, or I could give you, like, 71 Frank Sinatra years, right?
Well,
there's a quality of those years. I need to know what the end of those years.
Now you're the NCAA clearinghouse, and you're determining my worth, an age worth.
I'm not certain.
Much I'm?
I'm not certain with my life. One, we're both bigger guys.
We're dying fast.
Yeah, look, there's never been a Great Dane or a Rottweiler that lived to be like 20 years old.
Right.
The 20-year-old dog is always like some sort of like
it's a cockapoo.
Yeah, it's like a Yorkie poo, right?
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, we're not living to the, no one's here going to be 100.
No.
Then you throw on some of the abuse that we've taken. Then you throw on some of the things that, lifestyle choices. I understand I'm not getting out of here. I'm not going to be the last one at the party. And so I do ask the question, like, what do those last handful of years, because you always want more time. That's without question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not interested in my final years being bad years.
No, that's fair. You don't want to be where you're basically... people are waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I got no time for that. Like, I went to a birthday party for a friend of mine's grandparents.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they've since moved on. God bless.
Congratulations.
God bless them. Dude, it was something else. Like, you were like, you're just sitting there looking at that, and you're like, what is life? And I asked him, hand of God, I asked my buddy, he said, I asked her like how she was doing. And he had asked, I think it was his grandmother. I think he asked his grandma what she wanted for her birthday. You know what she said? To die.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, was she being like funny? Is she doing bits? And he's like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think so. So in that case, like if that's my final years, I'd rather have a better time and maybe check out a little earlier. Like, I don't want to die when I'm 65. Mm-hmm. I don't want to die when I'm 70. No. But if you could give me, like, a sliding scale.
Like a 78? But it'd be awesome?
If you gave me 73 kick-ass years, I got to live my life kind of the way I live my life to 73. Or I could have 83. But those final 10 years...
Mm-hmm.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, whatever's happening to me, I'm not certain that the 73 isn't a better deal. I don't like that. I don't like being taken care of. I don't like being having to rely on everybody.
Right.
And I just...
I think it's an easier question to answer at 46 and at 27.
Sure.
Because I guarantee you, if you're 69 right now, nice,
yeah.
You're going, you know what, those 84 wouldn't be too bad.
Well, we all face death differently. And again, it's easy to say at 46. But I feel like when my time is ready, I mean, none of us are getting out of here alive. I've watched multiple people in my family go, and like I watched when it was my dad's time, when my dad time to check out, dude, that dude was ready. He was like, all right. He's like, good run, everybody, let's go. And it was just, I don't know, just the idea of sitting around, like you see the people that are literally rotting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the value in that. I mean, yes, sure, you're still alive, but if every day you're waking up and you're scared, you're confused, you're cold, and you hurt, like, we don't do that with any other animal. Like, we all get to the dog gets to that point, and we're like, oh, we have to do the humane thing. But with, like, Nana, we're like, nope. We got to keep Nana around as long as humanly possible. Meanwhile, Nana's just sitting there being like, take me. I'm ready. You know, it's like, eh. See, people are like, they go, they're on chemo for like the last 8 years of their life. They just, I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But again, easy to say now. Maybe a little bit harder when you get a little bit closer to it. All of a sudden you get to like 68. You're like, wait a minute, what? Like 5 years away? Maybe time to rethink my strategy. But then at that point, it might be too late to make those lifestyle changes. If I just start making them now. Moderation. Moderation. All right, we come back. Again, mushrooms, airplane news, and quite frankly, we should have left this dude on the mountain. We'll talk about it when we come back. Club 1080.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.